In early July, when CEO Jeff Immelt said General Electric may move its headquarters to another state, Georgia Governor Nathan Deal was the first among many governors to tell GE executives, y'all come on down. Business and economic development leaders know this could just be a ploy by GE to get Connecticut to reverse its anti-business policies. But just in case, they don't want to miss a shot at winning the headquarters of the country's eighth largest company. Even if Atlanta and Georgia aren't successful with GE, they win in two other ways. The state gets to update the company's executives about Georgia, its airport, and its business-friendly environment. And it never hurts our top leaders to perfect their teamwork and message points when selling the state to the outside world. That team already is in place trying to attract GE's headquarters, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed recently told me. And GE is not the only prospect. The mayor said he visited with a group of business leaders from Connecticut on June 11th. There are 17 Fortune 500 companies based in Connecticut, and none of them are happy with the state's tax policies. The mayor said these companies have been very aggressive in reaching out to Atlanta. Georgia's presence as a Fortune 500 state continues to grow. Last year, there were 17 based in the state. This year, there are 20 with the addition of Pulte Group, HEL Resources, and Aris. All but two of the state's Fortune 500 companies are based in Metro Atlanta. If Georgia is serious about wanting to go after Fortune 500 headquarters, it needs to make sure it is offering them what they want. It is undeniable that headquarters today want to be near MARTA so they can attract millennials who want an urban, walkable lifestyle. And executives love being able to take MARTA directly to the airport. The state also would be smart to be sure Delta Airlines, our economic magnet, is a happy corporate citizen. And that also means welcoming people of all nationalities to our state. Georgia, especially Atlanta, is well positioned to become home to even more Fortune 500 companies, including GE. But we need to continue investing in our city's quality of life.